Hey, yo, welcome back. Welcome back, Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts, episode 18. I'm your guy, ITS, a.k.a. Gas Daddy, Gas Diggity. They hate the nickname, but they love the smokity. I'm trying to get this right.
It's flowing. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara. We're coming at you with another episode. We have rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective.
I'm all over the place. I'm going to sip to that. You hit it on point, too. You know exactly what button it was.
You see who got the soundboard today.
I lost the soundboard.
What is the deal? We are in March. March.
Crazy. Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's History Month.
Right? We're going to be celebrating women and cannabis all month long.
We already celebrate cannabis all year long, but we're going to be highlighting some women in the industry, in the game.
Well, being having a woman co-host, that's like, I mean,
I'm like, you're lucky I even let you on these episodes right now, okay?
I can take a month off. I can relax.
Yes, so happy International Women's Month. Do you know
who? Is that the official title?
Women's History Month. There's Women's International Women's Day. I think that's on like the 15th or something. But the whole month is celebrating women. Okay, women empowerment, women, we out here. Do you know who? Come on, dude. We already had the issues with the cell phones before. Let's get some cell phone etiquette here. Shut the phones off.
It's boy. Please. Oh, shit. Hey, I'm not having as many conversations as Mort Beasy.
Shut up, Mort. Held it down. Watch that other episode to see what we're talking about. But yeah, we are back. Like I was saying, do you know who Mary Jane, what's her name? Rathburn is. That's a woman in cannabis. She was known, just a little fun fact, as Mary, Brownie Mary, and she used to make weed brownies for AIDS patients in the 1980s.
Is that where McJames got that from?
Mary Jane. I don't know if that's where it came from, but
he definitely didn't say it.
Marijuana. Women been working in the marijuana cannabis game since it started. So
a long time. It's gardening. Come on, let's be real, right? I'm not saying that women are gardeners. So, you know what I'm saying? But like thumbs. You know, it's farming, all the agriculture. I mean, like, big word, right?
Agriculture.
Yeah, you gotta like it when you can pronounce it correctly real quick on the first pew. Not even, right? You can be like this, you'll spell it. Not for real.
Yo, that's all we have to spar right now.
Did you get the C from agriculture?
Agriculture.
Nah, but let's see now. Now we here, episode 18. I mean, just rolling along. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of craziness going on in the world. It's dope.
When will it
end? It's scary. It's dangerous. It's fun. But with it all, one thing I know about it is, no matter what you're doing, keep going, keep doing it. We just went to a local show. They would call it local. I was just going to say we went to a show, right? Jim Jones, you know, a lot of artists were there. Jim Jones was performing. He was the headlining it. A lot of local artists were performing. And not for nothing, I got to teach myself to take local out of it, because I'm telling you, these were artists. And a lot of the ladies, actually outshined everything that was going on in there. Not that it's only Women's Month, but like, yo.
Yeah, no, it was a dope show. There was a lot of, you know, there was a little issues with the planning and stuff, but Boston came, held it down. The artists came out, right, kept it peaceful. There was all issues with, you know, Boston gets a little hood, a little bit.
I mean, but it was dope. Yo, shout out Mozzie's World.
Yep, shout out Mozzie's World.
Shout out all the artists that performed.
All the artists.
King Bricks, Mort Beasy,
A-Zip,
Shay Benz.
Yes.
Rello, Massamigo,
Blue Money.
She killed it. Her and her homegirl. Yeah, they did a thing. What's that other girl that killed her?
Kayla Fendi.
Yeah, man.
She killed it too. It was a dope show.
She's a problem.
Yeah, they're about to put Boston on the map for sure. So definitely.
That's just the female side, yo. Because a lot, yo, King Bricks murdered it. 8-Zip murdered it.
Styx DiBiase.
Oh my God. These dudes got like good stage presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so they were good shows. Like, it was like, okay. Like, you see them standing around, walking around, you're the toughest move in the room. They get on the stage, you're like, yo, these guys,
they're doing it. And that's what we like to see. That's what we like to spotlight.
Yo, it's crazy.
Exactly. Like, it was a dope show. It was funny, like, it was all love. It was peaceful. And we got to definitely have more of it.
Right? They had wings and things in there selling food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. He was coming around with his cart and stuff. It was too cute. But yeah, there was vendors there. It was the community, representing the community and the culture and just showing out. So
yeah, the city of Boston got to start coming out to support these shows and support these artists, because not for nothing, there's a lot of talent in Massachusetts, and like, you see a lot of guys are doing their thing and they're winning and everyone's complaining. But not for nothing, no one's supporting all these artists that are actually like hyper talented. Like, you can put New England against any other state right now. I mean, Massachusetts against any other state.
Okay.
They're not both. Yo, these artists got bars. Like, take away the silly shit that neighborhoods go through. And other than that, yo, song for song, Massachusetts can line up. Okay. It's been a long time since they could line up.
Line them up. Let me see them. We're trying to spotlight them.
For bringing the East Coast back and all that. Because it's like, now it's like nobody sounds like they've got a Boston sound. They sound like Boston now. Mm-hmm. No one's trying to sound like the South. No one's trying to sound like New York. You didn't really hear too much. There was not really a drill artist in there.
No, I definitely didn't hear any of that.
Everyone articulated could hear their words. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was
definitely
dope.
A dope show. Again, shout out to producers. Who was there and a part of it. And many more to come. So, and Jim Jones, shout out to him for coming out. Even though I have my own here with our coffee, blunts, and donuts lighters. Hold on, let me switch hands and you can see it.
Yeah, grab those. You got to bick those because those are actually free. So when you see someone with those, you'll just take it from them.
Exactly. Let's see how many lighters can get distributed.
Just keep taking them and taking pictures of them and let someone else take it from you.
Like, show up in random places. I got the CBD.
Get that
lighter.
Shit to Germany.
Definitely. Now, what else is going on? What is you smoking in here? Yeah. I always ask him to open the window and get some air going on, and he never wants to do it. So, you want the window open or not?
Turn on the air.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Not on it.
So, where we at with it? I mean, you can talk about like the BS in the world, starting off with what do you think about this whole Meek Mill's Diddy? Usher not responding makes it like, who cares? I don't even say nothing about Usher. Like, wow, he's a kid.
Don't say nothing about my boo, okay?
All right, fine. Fuck it. He was definitely around him when he was a kid. But not anyways, but.
That's fine. I mean.
I don't believe the Meek Mill shit.
Everybody that's coming out in this whole Diddy scandal, I mean.
Don't be independent. Diddy
wanna. I don't know what to believe. Half the stories I do believe. Half the stories I think they're reaching. But I don't know which ones are which. I mean, for Meek Mill, he came out real quick. Like,
yeah, because he's pissed. Like,
y'all ain't put that gay shit on me, blah, blah, blah.
And, it's bigger than that. And even that, she's like, come on, that's crazy. And how fast it spreads. He's upset.
Yeah, as soon as somebody puts that out there, it's going like wildfire. Especially somebody like Meek Mill. But the way they described it, too, like, you were saying redacted the names, but they still said the ill descriptions of Philly rapper that dated Nicki Minaj. Who's that? the person Cassidy. Who just performed on the Super Bowl. Like, come on, people. So the truth is going to come out, I guess. Like, I don't know who's going down. I don't know if Diddy's going down, I don't know.
But everybody who got a picture with Diddy now there's a funny meme. With exactly. Them. Like, it's just the comedy that comes with it kind of sucks because, like, you know, someone has to actually live through this and go through it. Mm-hmm. You know, Meek can just honestly, like, yo, fall like that. You know, he blew up Kid Cudi's car. Yeah, I believe that. He hung dude up. Yeah, we believe that.
Yeah. He's definitely aggressive.
That's some wild shit to Meek.
We had Cassie. Rolling in the ground under a blanket. So he definitely did some crazy shit
during female month, but with that and all, she also is a female And he was also spending a lot of money and he was drugging her up. So it was kind of a little bit different. We're talking about Meek Mill's now.
You don't think he offered to take Meek Mill shopping? Like, come on. It goes, it doesn't go the same way he was like in a relationship with Cassie and stuff, but I'm sure he offered some things to these artists. And, no, you know, and honestly, come on this vacation. And, off with me. Like, no, it doesn't have to be presented in that way, you know what it is.
But hold on, wait. Now, it's funny when you say that because you know how when you see these lavish gifts that, like, you know, like James Harden be gifting like these guys and guys gift each other. And you're kind of looking like, yeah, he just bought him a $100,000 Cartier watch just because
he made that free throw the other night and won the game. Yeah. Wink, wink.
I'm not saying
you don't think I'm not even going to go down this and then path. Like, and then like, why is a whole other like, story you know, like,
whoa, hold up. Nah.
Theory, I should say.
What's your theory? Stop being shy.
I think there's gay dudes and all up in the NBA, all up in the NFL, all up in all these professional sports and Hollywood and entertainment. Like, you don't think there's no gay dudes are up in here? Like, there definitely are. There definitely
no. We know that. So you're saying there's more down low gay dudes.
Yeah, because how many are out like that?
Yeah, that's 100%. That's definitely true. But I mean, like, you know, and that came out with the whole Dwight Howard shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and like, not for nothing, like, Dwight Howard had the funniest responses back, though. Like, yeah, he was mad.
Don't worry about who's sleeping in my bed, okay?
Mad zesty in front of that camera, like, don't worry about who's sleeping in my bed. Yeah, he's wild.
And that's you know really saying? How like, it should be. But, you know, people let people's sexual orientation judge who they are as a person. Like,
nobody's worried about who's sleeping in his bed. But it's like some people said, like, yo, nigga, that's eyes over here is just like, taking it from guys, like forcing that dude, whatever he did.
Hey. He forced him to do whatever he did.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what happened, but there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on behind closed doors, and especially with these celebrities that just have yes at their any beck and calls, like they can get whatever they want. So it's tough, right. But you know, there's wild and crazy stories out there. Back to Puff.
Yeah. You know, that's why they call it Hollywood. Exactly. You know what I mean? And like, but back to Puff, Puff Daddy, P Diddy. Oh, damn, P Diddy. Let me say it again. Back to Puff. She got mad crickets going and shit, but no, the whole, you know, responding, and I get it. You know, there's high profile blogs like DJ Academics and Gully TV, and they're killing them. Academics really just repeated what the fucking indictment was. Gully's like killing them with the job. Kelly's just killing them. You know what I'm saying? I like.
What's 50 Cent doing? He's coming out with a whole documentary.
Did he do it? No, I'm talking about Meek Mills. Oh, yeah.
No, they're all going to take their shot at him. 50 ain't
coming out with no documentary. Yo.
That's going to be hilarious.
50's just joking around. Yo, and if he is just joking, wild. But he's just, talking
he's
shit.
He's definitely like, just trolling Puffy, but still.
And having fun with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Quick little engagement. Yeah. And like.
But that's the times we're living in. Things are getting exposed now. People are ready to speak their truth and tell what happened. And, you know.
Suge Knight's beating his truth.
Yeah, Suge Knight, his podcast is ill from behind bars. His little animation while he's talking.
Boy, man, like, yo, for a man to sit behind bars. Yeah, we got to step it up, yo.
He's doing his thing. Yo,
shut up. But, man.
Yeah.
Dave Mays did his thing with that.
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah,
man, like, it's crazy. I wonder if Benzino's over here, like, damn.
Yo, did you see freaking Benzino crying on Drink Champs?
Yes. Drink
Champs.
Definitely.
He was drunk.
Like you said, he's the drink champ.
Yeah. I mean, are you the drink champ if you can't handle your liquor like that? I mean, he chugged those things. So I was just waiting. As soon as I seen him chug, I think like the second time, I was like, oh, it's about to hit three. to like it's about to hit, and he just went in and just was crying.
You know, he was very emotional with it. He had that part, but not for nothing. Like Zeno knows what he's doing, yo.
He's been in the game for forever.
No, he's his man. If he really, really didn't want that to air, that wasn't his first time on it. They probably wouldn't have aired that.
Yeah, and he would have cut it. He knew that everybody was going to see him.
He kept it clean. He kept it raw. And like, not for nothing, Zeno got one of the illest stories in hip hop. You know, like, people, you got to put some respect on that. Like, no matter how you want to feel about him, no matter what, whatever.
Hey, he's from Boston. I'm rapping him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get one of those. You're not going to get one of these Diddy stories.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get these Diddy stories. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Shout out to Ben Zeno. 617. Y'all here. Did you see, unfortunately, the Wendy Williams documentary? By chance?
Nah, but she looked. Crazy. I see when she's like talking to us about the being put in that house. She didn't want to go to or whatever.
Yeah. So she pretty much has, they're saying she has alcohol induced dementia. And it's just so sad to see her.
Most women have that. Not to say that.
Most women have that? What the hell does that mean? Selective memory. You guys have that, that's for sure. You guys have that when you don't drink, just regular. You don't have selective memory. But anyways, I just don't know how you can say that, but okay.
It's a fact.
Where's the facts?
It's Google it.
That's not a fact. You Google it. That's not a fact. And I'm gonna stand by.
I was ready. I'm ready for Women's Month. We're gonna celebrate.
Okay.
Not my fault. But it's a fact.
Okay. She has alcohol induced dementia, and it's just so sad to see where she has came from, because I feel like I was just watching her on the Wendy Williams show doing her little trot around to the chair and sitting down and talking all the shit and just being bubbly and attentive and funny. And now she was calling her brother by her son's name. She was saying that she was in Miami when they were in LA. Like,
they clearly drugged her up too, though. Like, she's drinking.
Like, and it's the people. It's the people around her too. They're not letting her, supposedly per the documentary, they're not letting her be around with her family. Like, she's under a guardianship
by her manager,
but they're not letting that. It's still like a stranger, the guardian. It's not her family. And her family was saying, you know, when she's from Florida and when she was over in Florida and they were taking care of her, she was doing better, and then somebody sent her back to New York and she took a spiral downfall, and she looks a mess. She wears her little coochie cutter booty shorts. God bless her soul. I'm just saying, I wish her the best. I think she just needs to fall back and rest. And I didn't like the documentary and showing her in that light.
Showing her in that light is basically the karma of the light she showed everybody else in.
I understand that. I know she was like a gossip person. She talks shit about people, and people are going to say that.
They don't got to show on that light because she didn't have to do it. They didn't have to do it.
Yeah, because it didn't start off supposed to be showing her in that light. It started off with her supposed to be doing her comeback to TV, and then as the documentary went on and weeks went on, the film crew and the production seen that, you know, she was going turning for the worse and turned it kind of into like is she okay? And the whole time she's like, I'm getting back on TV tomorrow. I'm going to be on TV and I'm going to show my feet and I'm going to take off my wig. And it was sad, but shout out Wendy Williams. And
I'm not even hoping she's that.
Okay. And gets the help that she needs.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Cut me off guard. And I'm smoking, but like, yeah, you'll be like, I'm gonna take off my wig.
That was her little stick she was gonna go and present. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna show the lymphedema on my fat feet because it's comical. Like, her feet look like my Ugg. And she's like, I'm gonna rip up my wig
real quick and put her foot in that. Yeah. Americans.
But again, oh, man. God bless Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams' foot looks like your Ugg.
That's how she was showing it on TV. If you watch the documentary and you see the clip, you'll see that.
So you're saying she's done?
Oh, she's definitely done. She needs to be done. Like, just to be able to survive the rest of her life, she needs to be done. There's no way. Man. She went on her team took her on a interview with NBC or something, a meeting to pitch something. They said no. But she was all hyped up by her personal assistant and stuff. They said,
you no longer date Method Man, Shorty.
Like, a long time ago.
That's not happening. But this ain't the same Wendy Williams.
Yeah. And she wakes up and drinks big glasses of mimosas and...
Oh, she's living.
Has martinis at lunch. Living. Her assistant's like, what? I don't see her drunk.
I don't see nothing wrong with that, though. What's wrong with a mimosa at breakfast?
A martini at lunch? I get it. But if you're having somebody who is struggling with that.
You can't have a pill with it.
I don't know if she's having a pill with that. I'm not saying that.
Man, she had a pill.
But it's substance abuse in general. It's tough. And this on us, so wish her the best. But anyways, wild stuff. Holly Weird, that's what it is.
Now who else?
Nobody
said you can't talk about your boy Usher because Usher was around Diddy when he was a kid.
Yeah, but Usher,
so I think that's why he likes older women. Maybe he was groomed that way. I don't think that he was like,
definitely he was not so molested or touched on or anything. Yeah, you don't want to say that. The M word. I don't even know what you can say on YouTube now. But, exactly. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
That's why he liked the older woman and all that. Mm-hmm. But bang. Other than that, he didn't respond. And it's because he's winning right now. He's doing good.
He's on top of the game. He's about to go on tour and shit.
But did you see that they said he made $675 to perform at Super Bowl?
Yeah, because you don't get paid.
That's basically like.
Yeah, you don't get paid when you're on Super Bowl.
Performance cost.
Marketing. Yeah, exactly.
Like $20, whatever.
Yeah, and you get exposure and your streams go up and people start listening to your music and everything. Yeah, you know
what stuff he had coming out after that?
I understand, but that's one of the things that come with being on the Super Bowl. That's why they don't pay you, because you know they know that you're about to benefit big afterwards. So big up to Usher. I'm definitely going to his concert. I just don't know where yet, if it's in Boston
or what does that even mean?
If I'm going to go see him in Boston or a different state. That's what that means. Okay,
a different state. It sounds like
a quick trip. Quick reason to get away, you know. Okay. Let's go see Usher, another state, Cali or something. Who knows?
Who says Cali's a quick trip from? That's not a quick trip.
A quick getaway for 7 days. I'm about to go away, actually. I'm about to go to PR. I've never been there.
But United States of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Ew. Right, I'm just shaking. Yeah, no, I'm excited to go. I'm excited for the food. I love me some Spanish food and the warm weather.
Oh, it makes you miss Izzy's. God damn.
Oh, dang. Izzy's. Shout out Izzy's family. If you know, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a Cambridge staple. So, but yeah,
there was always a rumor that he had a store in Puerto Rico too.
I'm not aware of that.
Oh man, you gotta find that.
Quick little lunch.
Everybody
specials.
Be out there real quick all of a sudden.
Speaking of lunch, did you see that that meme of the girl who was asking if she was wrong, that she felt some type of way because she asked for lunch and the dude sent her $30?
No, I did only not see that
$30.
I didn't see that one either.
So she was going in.
What's wrong with that? Wait, hold on. On what?
for lunch.
For now, she's going in on what though?
She was going in on the dude. She's like, yeah, y'all, tell me if I'm wrong, because he just only sent me $30. He must not know what I eat for lunch. I have a whole appetizer, main and dessert and drink and this and that, $30. I was expecting at least like $100.
I'm so like, I go to Shaking Crab at lunch.
Exactly. In the comments, it was like, there's mad lunch specials. Like, what do you, have a whole, meal at lunch? Like, what's going on?
She gotta get her work husband. Right. Some food too.
How do you even go back from then? Back to work after eating all that. I'd be having the ill-itis.
30.
But I was thinking,
$30 lunch.
That's what I was thinking. Like, even before.
Every day is wild.
She came out with that video. There was just the question, like,
but
how
wait,
much.
What does she do for work?
I don't know. I didn't go.
Nah,
because
if she makes a certain, like, if she's on the, like, 70th floor, making $300,000 a year.
But why eat that much for lunch?
I mean, she might not. It might not even be that much. She might eat at a certain place and it's caviar and
gold
crab legs.
Plated, yeah.
Nah, what if it's caviar and crab legs?
Fancy.
You know what I mean?
Fancy. Then you shouldn't ask the person that, you should know the person that you're asking.
Dating, right?
Exactly. Yeah, who you're dating and know that they're going to send that. But
you know she's not on the fucking 80th floor. She's in a fucking Kmart.
Oh man.
She's at City Hall putting stamps on fucking registries. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But even before, when they had first said the question, I was like, yeah, $30 seems like a good amount to send somebody for lunch.
Yeah, I'd be so mad at myself if I got a $30 lunch. I'd be like, what the fuck am I getting?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is more than enough to get lunch, drink, snack. Be very comfortable for lunch.
Yeah, that's different. That's like, yeah, I mean, we're talking like.
I'm talking were sending your girl.
She has
lunch.
A 30 minute job. She has a 30 minute lunch job. She don't have an hour lunch break job. Let's be real. No. You can tell just by her response. Am I wrong? Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, the fact that you're questioning yourself and asking people.
Yeah.
We know you have a 30-minute lunch. So he already did you a big up by giving you $1 a minute. There you go,
$30.
Bang.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good amount.
She could have did great because she used to McDonald's fast food. It don't got to be McDonald's, but it's like, I mean, she's used to Jack in the Box. Wherever she's at.
She says she's used to eating... starter,
red lobster,
main and dessert, three courses. She says she's used to eating for lunch. So
with $30, you could still get that. Hey, we're gonna shout out Izzy's again real quick. Here's some flan.
No, I get it.
A patty to start.
A little cola champagne.
And your plate while you wait. And come on. She said, man, where the fuck is she going? I want to know. I don't want to know, actually, because that's like too expensive.
But there's girls out there. So those people and the women in the comments, like, stop.
There was girls out there. Shouldn't have put it out there.
Yeah, no. There was people in the comments, women, like, why do you keep letting these bird brains put their videos out here, making a bad for the rest of us, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oof, tough. For lunch, again, $30, okay. Dinner, you're taking me out to dinner?
She didn't even
What's dinner, though? It depends.
Nah, dinner depends on whatever the bill ends up being. Because, like, honestly, with dinner, the bill only really gets fucked up by the drinks.
With the drinks, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if it's really literally like, you know what, grab that bottle of wine. Nah, fuck that. Get those shots. You know what I mean? Like, so that's whatever it is. This probably the dinner price should be like whatever. Like, whatever it ends up being, it ends up being. Like,
yeah.
Saying? Thank
you for the cash out.
You gotta eat yourself too. So like at the end of the day, like I know, like personally, I'd be like, well, I'm gonna go someplace nice because I want to eat something good anyways. The privilege is like, okay, she's gonna eat something too.
Yeah.
And then if everything's going right, then okay, all right, the drinks are flowing. But other than that, it's only the drinks that are fucking up the bill.
And you get those filet mignons and the lobsters and the, what did you like, the right. seafood buffet tower? Oh, the seafood tower, right? Yeah.
So. She got a shellfish allergy. So now she runs out of this. You're like, word. This was easy.
Yeah. So.
Like, yo.
I don't know. Send what you want. Just send bread. Okay. That's all I got to say. That's my message.
Boycott that. They all get $15 message. Now. They all get $15 now.
Women's Month, send bread.
Oh, they like seafood? Two fish fillets.
What you got here?
Oh, shit. No one even knows what the one in the middle is called or ever even ordered that.
I think it's like a, what the heck is it called? It's like a creme something. It's like a,
it's a,
what is it?
It's called Dunkin' Donuts trash last time. And so we're going to give it another chance. And flip the flavors so that the jelly, a blueberry, and whatever that one in the middle is, that looks like a Cuban link.
Oh, you're going to start the freaking thing on fire. Can you push the candle back, please?
Definitely get some views after that.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I don't like any of these flavors. I'll be honest. I don't like blueberry. I'm not a blueberry person. Blueberry muffin, blueberry pancakes, blueberry.
I'm probably not going to mess with none of them either right about now. But I'm not going to front. Once in a blue moon, the jelly's not bad. Like
jelly, no. I don't like anything with jelly. I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I don't like jelly donut. I don't like jelly on my bagel. No jelly.
First of all, nobody puts jelly on a bagel anyways.
Who does? What? Who does not put jelly on the bagel?
You just said you don't even like jelly on a bagel.
No,
you
because
said,
I don't what? Like jelly. Well, but people jelly put on a, jelly on a, cheese bagel. On a bagel. Jelly, cream cheese, butter. You
all,
put those
all
on
all three?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
You're fucking
I don't know about all three, but one or the other. And they definitely, jelly is one of them. So.
Your heart hates you. Your heart hates you.
And the one in the middle, I'll take a bite just because I don't know. It's like a fake honey dip. It's like a funnel cake type, like airy, crispy, like that.
Yeah, the kid said, we can't make a special.
A special? You asked for a special?
Yeah.
Again, why we don't eat donuts on this bitch. It's good. Again, it tastes like how I just explained it, like a funnel cake type.
No, it's yeah. funny.
I'm gonna dab down. Yeah. We need some homemade donuts. If anybody can make some donuts for us, we'll definitely take them on. Because these are trash.
I'm like, what is he gonna say? We're definitely what? What?
Try them. Test them out.
Oh, man. But
see how it's going. Yeah.
You gotta have a clean kitchen, though.
Show us your kitchen first, please.
Yo, people, yeah, that should be crazy. You ever see those ones? Yeah, people be sitting there cooking food, and you're like in the background, like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the work pot lots.
Oh shit. Yo, and whoa.
Just like, who brought this? Which one of you guys brought this dish? Because I'm not gonna eat it. I think those pretty much ended in COVID, anyways. I've had one at my job. Since potluck.
Is it just blend off for a second because
it's hitting. You feeling nice. It?
Yeah.
And you got your coffee in your cup. So
I got everything going on over here. And if I was sitting there like, yeah, he's drinking a rotation of cups right now. What is in all three of them? It's fucking
just staying hydrated.
It is a race over here.
Yeah, slow down. Man. Slow down.
Now what up? What's new T? Like, I haven't seen you in a minute. What's popping? Like, it's been a grip, T. What's welcome back? Welcome back.
Well, did I go?
Welcome back to reality.
Yeah. Maybe I'd be going to hide under the rock sometimes. Just sometimes. I'd be like, all right, I'm done. I'll see you when I see you. But when like, I come and
what's new though? Out. Like. What else?
I don't know what's
funny.
New.
Tell me something. Like, I forgot. Oh, man.
I don't know what else is new with life. I went to the Cambridge NAACP MLK brunch the other day. That was dope. That was a nice little community thing. They honored a few people. It was nice to see some black and brown folks. You know,
that's dope. Shout out to Cambridge Green, to the NAACP.
You know events that you go to and it's full packed of important people of color. The Ayanna Pressleys and the Aisha Wilsons, Andrea Campbells, Richard Hardings.
Kenneth I was going to say, name some of the guys. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
They were all out there. So it was good to see people honored and being acclimated for what they do in the community. So we just wanted to big up them. It's always good to be in the crowd. I was good to see some people I grew up with. So shout out Cambridge.
You know? Now it's cool to see everybody dressed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was cool. It definitely was. And I took some the bouquet of flowers at the end of the brunch.
You stole
them? Well, they know, you know, when they're cleaning up. You
from government events. Like,
you know, when they're cleaning
and talking
up.
And then talking about,
like,
I have to cut that out.
They're like, you know, take a bouquet. Take a bouquet if you want it. I'm like, yep, don't mind if I
do. Well, now they said take it.
I do. Yeah, no. But we're just going to be out here again, highlighting women and this Women's History Month and just showing our appreciation from coffee, blunts, and donuts. Going to have some women guests. Holler them out. Be out here. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, I'm
good. You good? You good?
Nah, but honestly, like, yo, thank you for everybody that's been supporting. Thank you for everybody that's been watching. Thank you for everybody that's been hating. Thank you for everybody that's been, like, paying attention. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, obviously you're there. And, like, yo, we appreciate all views. Just like, subscribe, and follow. You know what I mean? It's easy. It's free. See y'all next time. It's my birthday. My heart.